Jim Elliott of Dive Heart says he's been watching the coverage of the complicated and dangerous rescue mission. He says he even reached out to Senator Tammy Duckworth to offer his own expertise on how to best get the young soccer players out of the flooded cave.
I basically gave her the lowdown. I said, I would, for kids that can't swim or can't or don't know how to scuba dive, and they're probably a PTSD and they're probably hypothermic, I would go with a full face mask and with a long hose. And it looks like that's exactly what they did.
Elliott says whether his advice reached divers in Thailand, he'll never know. But they are using face masks, wetsuits, and carrying foot-long hoses with quick disconnects like he uses with his disabled divers. Elliott says Dive Heart pioneered this type of adaptive training technique to make diving available and safer for people with severe disabilities. Lisa Fielding, News Radio on 105.9 FM.